Nolte, only 39% prefer Biden's pandemic management over Trump's. By John Nolte on December 8, 2021. Only 39% of voters believe his fraudulency Joe Biden is doing a better job handling the coronavirus than former President Trump. On the other hand, a full 49% say Biden is doing a worse job than Trump. 10% say Biden and Trump managed the virus equally. This is from a Rasmussen poll of 1,000 likely voters taken between December 5 to 6. It is yet another stunning number that reflects the public's buyer's remorse after firing Trump and replacing him with a man who has no idea where he is half the time. Managing the China flu is the big rationale behind Biden's presidential run and why many believe he allegedly beat Trump. Further, at the beginning of his failed presidency, Biden's management of the pandemic is where he scored the highest public approval numbers. Well, obviously, those days are over. Not only has the public soured on Biden's pandemic management, but by 10 full points, voters look back and see Trump as more effective. This isn't just Rasmussen. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Biden is upside down on the coronavirus, with only 47% approving of the job he is doing, while 49% disapprove. In this same Rasmussen poll, a full 55% disapprove of Biden's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, while only 43% approve. When asked if President Biden has kept that promise to shut down the virus or if he's broken that promise, only 30% say he kept the promise, while 56% say he broke it. It's not hard to see why Biden is scoring so poorly here. Simply put, he's doing a terrible job. First off, Biden is the anti-vaxxer-in-chief, having spent the entire 2020 campaign warning people not to trust the Trump vaccine. Then, after allegedly winning the presidency, he promptly opened the southern border and flooded the country with millions of illegal aliens, most of whom were not vaccinated. So, yes, even as Biden tried to push fascist vaccine mandates on legal residents, he was seeding the country with unvaccinated illegals. Biden has also undercut confidence in the vaccine by running around with a mask, even after being vaccinated. What a perfect way to advertise his lack of confidence in the vaccine. Then there's his and his party's constant bullying of vaccine skeptics. Instead of using persuasion, facts, compassion, and science, the organized left deliberately labels vaccine skeptics as Trump supporters, then degrades and dehumanizes them. This is a deliberate campaign to ensure unvaccinated Trump supporters remain unvaccinated, a campaign that's working. Overall, Biden promised to shut down the virus. However, many of us are still dealing with stupid mask mandates, supply shortages, inflation, exploding energy prices, booster shots, a stagnant economy, and so on. All of it related to the pandemic he has not even come close to shutting down. Finally, it is just a fact that the most significant victory in the pandemic was Trump facilitating the creation of a viable vaccine in record time. This is something I think people are starting to realize, just how vital that vaccine has been in allowing us to return to everyday life. And that's the same vaccine Biden trashed and trashed and trashed in his bid to become president. And now that Biden is president, everything is worse. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.